Coach, I know you got a big game on Sunday in Buffalo in Western New York, but we got to go back to that Thursday night game because it truly was one of the most incredible games I've ever seen, I've ever been at. Wow, what a win against Kansas City, a must win, and you got it done.
It was a lot of fun, I will say that. It was one of those magical moments where everything comes together. The football team played great. It was a great night. The fans were fired up. It was just a special time to shine, and I thought we did as a team.
I mean, it was like one of those games with all the craziness at the end and the untimed downs. It's like that might be a game we may never see a game like that again.
Yeah, you know, who knows? It was special. I think the way the team fought showed incredible grit, perseverance, and will to win. I think that was very evident. And we talked about tapping into the why. Why do you love doing what we do? And guys tapped into that.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned this week, Stella got her groove back in that game. That's, you kind of look like you did last year,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That fourth quarter comeback and number four leading the way. Did you feel like that after the game? Like, you know, we kind of got our identity back.
Well, it just felt right. It felt like we expected to feel, you know, felt good. So guys worked hard. We continued to believe. I think that allows it to happen. You know, if you don't do that, you don't have a chance. So we continued to believe. We continued to work hard. We went out, and then we executed the way we needed to execute.
Short weeks are tough, but when you win on a short week, then you kind of have like a mini bye. How big was that for your team?
Yeah, it was big. We got a chance to heal up. You know, a lot of guys are further along now. After getting through that short week, you do get the benefit of now a longer week and a chance to recover.
And you got a very tough Buffalo Bills team that you're going to be playing, and they like to take the football away and turnovers. But talk about, you know, that was a must-win. We're in a must-win again this week.
Well, they're all must-wins. I mean, really, which one do you look back and say, oh, no, that we didn't need that one? We need them all. We need them all. We need to start stacking up wins. Buffalo's in our way. They're 4-2. They're playing good football. They're very opportunistic on defense. We need to make sure we're taking care of the ball, but yet remaining aggressive.
Yeah, they're definitely number one in turnover differential in the league, and that's something that I think you would like to see more with your defense is still no interceptions on the year.
This is the week to get
just,
it,
just
right?
Catch it. Just catch it. Don't tip it up to the other guy. Catch the ball.
And they've got a quarterback that's very interesting in Tyrod Taylor, who's a dual threat.
Yeah, he really is a dual threat in that he can beat you with his feet and with his arm. He can throw it a long way. But where he's really dangerous is extending the play, buying time, making people miss, and running and getting first downs or throwing the ball deep.
And Shady McCoy, I mean, what he does not only as a running back, but the way he catches the ball in the backfield, he's got more catches for them than anybody.
Yeah, Shady's a tremendous football player. You know, very elusive, very fast. I think he's one of the better backs in the league. And definitely will be a big challenge for us.
And let's talk about Navarro Bowman, a position I know you love to talk about, linebacker. I mean, this guy, I mean, out of nowhere shows up, not a lot of time, wearing the green dot helmet, and he was just big for you.
Yeah, you know, to watch him come in and work and prepare, it was really professional is what the word comes to mind. I mean, the guy just attacked it. He met extra with Sal Sincera, linebacker coach. They went through the nuances, wanted to make sure that he understood the plan, the things that we were going to do. We couldn't learn the whole playbook, but we could focus in on the things that we were going to do on Thursday night. He really dialed it in, did a heck of a job.
You talk about somebody bringing a resume into the locker room. I mean, he steps in there, he's got a resume, and it's like there's like a leadership role he can bring to your football team in a very short amount of time.
Well, it's one that we honestly have missed. I mean, you know, we had a bunch of young guys at linebacker that are unsure, okay? You bring in a guy like this that's done it. He's been there. You know, right away he's saying, no, we don't check that. Hey, this is what we're doing. You know, so he's kind of setting the course right away, taking charge, and it was awesome. Much needed, and really appreciate having him.
Coach, good luck to you. Get a win, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Coming up next, Big Lincoln Kennedy's going to break down how to stop Shady McCoy right here on the Silver and Black Show.